Spending for TV ads in 2020 is down about 7.5% from last year. No surprise, like much of corporate America, the industry has taken a big hit in this pandemic. And they faced creative challenges too. For instance, how do you strike the right tone for ads during a crisis? Here and Now media analyst John Carroll joins us. And John, the year actually started off pretty normal with a marquee event of sorts for advertisers, and that's the Super Bowl.
Right. And as usual, the Super Bowl provided a number of ads that wound up on the best of list, including a Bill Murray takeoff for Jeep on Groundhog Day. And then there was the ad that really warmed the hearts of Bostonians, the Hyundai Sonata Smart Pack commercial that aired during the Super Bowl. It featured John Krasinski, Chris Evans, Rachel Dratch. Let's listen to it.
Oh, look at this guy. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
He's not getting that car in there.
No, sir.
Look at these two troublemakers.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Wicked car. Is that new?
Yeah, it's a Sonata. Let me pack it.
Oh, you're not fitting your car in there.
Chris, stop being a smarty pants, all right? Look who's got Smart Pack.
Smart Pack?
Just hit the clicker. Car packs itself. It's smart. It's wicked.
John, I think that anyone who's even visited Boston knows why this ad was so popular, but tell us more about it.
Well, there are so many bad Boston accents out there, and they just took it over the top. The tone was perfect for the ad. One news report said that Hyundai went through 300 different scripts before they settled on this one. It was a winner.
Definitely. Then along came this wave of what you call cove ads. How did creative teams change the tone of ads during this pandemic? We saw so many of these.
Right. In the beginning, there were these ads that had to be changed. So Geico had an ad of people high-fiving. Beer commercials had crowded bar scenes. Then this whole wave came of these very serious ads with somber voiceovers. And finally, some marketers really hit the sweet spot when they figured out how to incorporate the coronavirus into ads that were actually selling something, like Burger King promoted itself as the stay home of the Whopper.
Your country needs you to stay on your couch and order in. Do your part and we'll do ours. Order through the Burger King app and the delivery fees are on us. So staying home doesn't just make us all safer. It makes you a couch patriot.
So it's interesting. The footage for the ad was shot for a completely different project. This was a situation where they repurposed it, and there was a lot of sort of agility and creativity that the coronavirus brought out in the ad business.
Mm-hmm. One of the best examples of agility and creativity was this work produced by the Lincoln Project, a group of never-Trump Republican strategists.
Right. The Lincoln Project is a conservative super PAC. Probably the biggest ad that they did was one that was a takeoff on Ronald Reagan's classic 1984 Morning in America ad, except they added a U to the morning.
There's morning in America. Today, more than 60,000 Americans have died from a deadly virus Donald Trump ignored. With the economy in shambles, more than 26 million Americans are out of work. The worst economy in decades. Trump bailed out Wall Street, but not Main Street.
So that ad ran in May, so those numbers are outdated. But basically, it made a big impact. It raised a lot of money for the Lincoln Project, too. They raised $87 million over the course of this election cycle. Critics say a lot of that was sort of ill-used.
Another controversial campaign that wound up on the best of 2020 lists was Nike's You Can't Stop Us series. I remember this. One TV spot features a split screen footage of two amateur athletes, as well as black people and white people and Muslim people and Asians.
We're never alone. And that is our strength. Because when we're doubted, we'll play as one. When we're held back, we'll go farther and harder.
Many critics have said that this ad uses diversity very well and is really visually appealing. What do you think, John?
Visually, it's stunning. I mean, they went through about 4,000 sports clips And what they did with the split screen was they married two clips together that seemed to be one. The problem here is that on social media, there was a lot of criticism because of news reports about them using Uyghur forced labor in Chinese factories. But, you know, best of lists very often leave context out and just look at the creative work itself.
Hmm. What a year. Many advertisers reflecting the society in which we live and the issues that we're all dealing with. John, Carol, thank you so much. John is Here and Now's media analyst. Have a happy new year.
You too, Tanya. Thanks.